Dagaho, and welcome to the Passion Podcast. That's hello, and welcome to Hong Kong. It's Louis at the Queen Elizabeth Auditorium. And I hate to say this, and please don't take it personally, but I almost forgot about the podcast. I'm just on my way down the stairs for prayer, and I thought about it this morning. In fact, I'm going to do a little experiment tomorrow, and I'm going to take the little recorder out. And I'm going to take it around the city of Hong Kong and just record some of the sounds of Hong Kong. It could be a colossal podcast failure, but it could be, you know, one of the coolest things ever. Travis mentioned from Tokyo about how he liked the sound of Tokyo. So just going to take it out. We'll go down to Times Square and let you hear, you know, 15 seconds of Times Square. We'll take it in the restaurant with us where we're having dim sum and let you hear 15 seconds of that and just see how that goes. But nonetheless, I was thinking about that earlier today. Hang on just one sec. I'll be right back. Hey, I'm back. That was just a little little heads up. Check this out. That was just Cheryl telling me that, by the way, heads up for the offering tonight that we're going to take for Sydney. We cannot take an offering in the building due to government regulations. See, we're in China. How exciting is that, people? Passion has landed in China, and we are so excited about tonight. So anyway, back to the other thing. I'm going to let you hear some of the sights and sounds, and I thought about that this morning, but then I just didn't think about podcast again, and we've been so focused on tonight and what's happening here, and 100 podcasts. I could not tell you how God has ordered every little piece for this night. And we were sitting in our little meeting earlier tonight with our event leadership team people. One person who's reminding me of a conversation we had in Chiang Mai, Thailand, many years back. Another girl that's here who was a real big, important part of our event in Toronto 3 years ago. And she was a student at the time at University of Toronto and was reminding me just the other day of a conversation we had sitting in Atlanta at the food court at CNN Center, talking about China, and on and on and on and on and on. We have friends here from Encounter, from Auburn, joined us for tonight. We've got volunteers from all over America popped in. It's just it's the most random, beautiful, gorgeous assortment of people. I met a student in the lobby as I walked in a few minutes ago from Kuala Lumpur, who didn't want to miss out on another Passion event, and this was as close as it was coming to her, so she's here tonight. Sam Liu is here, our friend from Passion DC, and she brought around, I don't know, 10 or 11 students from Guangzhou, from the mainland with her. They met six other university students on a bus who were staying at the same hostel type thing they're staying at today. Sam, of course, invited all six of them to the event tonight. There are six people coming from the mainland that are here studying in Hong Kong. They've never been to a Christian anything before in their lives. There are 90 students headed our way on a bus from the mainland, from universities in the mainland. First Christian event ever, never heard the story of Jesus. Tonight's going to be the first time they've ever encountered that story and all of that, and we're in the middle of what people say are one of the three influential cities of the world, London, New York, and Hong Kong, and this place is on. It's on day and night. 7 million people living on top of each other, all smudged into this little bay of water with mountainous hills all surrounding it, and it's just glitz and glam and fast-paced and narrow little streets and chickens hanging in the window everywhere and Prada around the next corner and the English influence. So they got Pizza Express, one of our favorites from London. Marks and Spencer is across the street, but then everything else is in Chinese. And as most of you know, this was a British-controlled area up until about 10 years ago and has been handed back over to the Chinese government. And it is China, but you can do a lot of things. Apparently, you can't take up an offering in a building for a Christian event, but you can talk about Jesus, and that's what we're going to do tonight. And I cannot wait to see what God is going to do. Tokyo, we got your love in our backs. We know people from Kampala and every other city on this journey, Sao Paulo, Vancouver, Mexico City, Seoul. We know you guys are praying with us and believing for what's going to happen here. I know people are up at the middle of the night in America thinking about us right now, and that just means the world to us. It's going to be a phenomenal night. I'm going to let you hear some of it as the night unfolds. I'm going to try to give you a little taste and a glimpse of Hong Kong. We'll be here tomorrow and most of the day on Saturday before we fly down to the land down under. This is stop 16, people. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? We are at the 16th stop of 17 World Tour cities in Passion, Atlanta, 2007. Remember back in 1907 when we were doing Passion events? Oh, it's fantastic. 2007, we talked a lot about China. Actually, one of the talks there, I talked about China a lot. That's where we announced the world tour. It was a dream. And here we are, 17 cities in. Our whole team is here. Christy Knuckles has come and joined us tonight. She's going to be singing with Chris. We're recording tonight, I think. Just kind of fun. And here we are, carrying the story of God into Hong Kong, China. And just one quick thing. In our little ELT meeting, one of the persons who helped us the most with on the event side, they're a promoter here in Hong Kong, love God. And as we were hanging out talking, these church leaders and ministry leaders, she just said, you know, in Hong Kong, we've never really thought about reaching university students before Passion. We reach young people, teenagers, but we really had never thought about targeting the university campus before you guys came. And that's one of the major planks that we're standing on as we're, you know, setting out to do this world tour, was we want to push the conversation to the front of how strategic, important this university moment is, and how we've got to love university students and serve them and inspire them to take hold of this idea of living for God. And she got it, and she said, we see that. That's been a big missing part of Hong Kong and the church, and now we see the importance of it, and we're going to be trying to figure out how to reach students here. I think there are 100,000 university students in Hong Kong. Maybe 20,000 of them are from the mainland, and that's the best of the best of the best. That's the top 1% of top 1% that get to come out of the mainland and study here in Hong Kong. And then obviously a lot of Hong Kong Chinese and a lot of students from around the Asian Rim who are here. And now there are people with a vision to say we want to reach them, and that's very, very cool. And if that's all that happened tonight, that's a pretty cool thought, because that means university students are on somebody's radar screen, and that's what we want. So it's going to be a phenomenal night, God. We are so honored to be here in this incredible city, city that you love. I'm happy today to know that there are 300,000 followers of Jesus in this city, maybe a few more out of 7 million people, but we want to see that number explode, and we want tonight to be a part of it. Thank you that you love these people way more than we've ever dreamed of, and that you've been here since the beginning of time, and we just showed up today. So that's our confidence tonight. I pray that as the podcast unfolds today, that you'll just confirm in the hearts of people across the world that this is the place that you have set apart for them to come and live among 1 billion of the 6.5 billion people on the planet, and to be able to communicate love and grace and mercy to people who have never known that that was an option for their lives. And let tonight be about that here. And as the podcast kind of circles around the globe, God, let it be a part of the podcast as well. That's our prayer. We believe for incredible stuff. You said in your word that you, to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we could ask or think, according to the power that is in us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. And so that's who we're talking to. That's who you are. You are the one who is able to do immeasurably more than we could ask or think. And so tonight, that's what you're going to do here. And we are grateful for it and can't wait to see it unfold in Jesus' name and for Jesus' name. Well, come on, let's take a little journey into a beautiful night in Hong Kong. QE, Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth Center. If you want a little mental picture of this place, imagine, take a shoebox, right, and put a little stage down in the middle of it that's about the size of a pack of gum. You know that flat gum that you buy at Orbit or whatever? The little flat pack. Put that down in the middle of the shoebox, actually on the end of the shoebox. Cut the Orbit gum in half, put that down in there, and imagine that shoebox full of seats all the way around, straight down, looking at that little stage. This place is built for table tennis tournaments and badminton tournaments. And so it's just 2,000-something people all on top of each other looking down at this little bitty stage. I mean, this little bitty floor space, and I cannot wait. It's going to be a great picture of Hong Kong, just people everywhere, and it's going to be alive. So I'll keep you posted. You'll hear what's going on soon, and I'll be back a little bit later on the Passion Podcast. It's going to be really, really incredible. Let me give you a little bit more of my Chinese, if I can, because I'm working on this right now, okay? I won't use this tonight, but oh hi, Louie. Oh hi is I'm Louie. And then this one I'm going to use tonight. This is wa, hokinga, wa, hokinga. That is wow. This is awesome, or wow, this is amazing. And so those are my big lines. Dai ga ho, Hong Kong, and wah, ho gang ah. So we'll see how that goes. I'll either get laughed off the stage. Well, I think any way you look at it, I'm going to get laughed off the stage, but it's going to be fun nonetheless. Okay, I got to run down to prayer. I'll catch up with you a little bit later. Pray with us right now, just right now, while we slip away. I forget, there are no slip away on this little breaks because I'll be back in 5 seconds, but just right now, hit pause. Whatever you're listening to this on, and just say a prayer over Hong Kong. Say a prayer over Passion Hong Kong. Jump in with us right now. Don't just listen and look in, but jump in with us right now and plant some seeds down into this night. And you've heard me say it before, but I'll say it again. Even if it's a month later, a week later, 2 days later, God doesn't care. He is he's outside of time and space, and he can work things forwards and backwards in the economy of time. So just right now, just say, God, I'm with these people. Hit pause. I'm going to go down and pray with our team. You guys pray, and I'll be back with you in a little bit. It's going to be incredible. Wow. Ho gang ah. Wow. That's their wow. I love it. Wow. Ho gang ah. If you speak Cantonese, you're like, dude, you're not even close. But if you don't speak Cantonese and you're somewhere like Alabama, just try that out and use it with your friends. It'll be exciting. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Hong Kong, what can I say except for wow, amazing, amazing night. And as you'll hear in just a couple of minutes, found one of our podcast listeners tonight, Jenny. So the Passion Podcast has made it to Hong Kong, and now Passion has made it to Hong Kong, and it was a great, great night. A couple thousand people in this place, and you know, it's just almost hard to believe. You just keep looking around the whole night going, this is really happening. And it was just really beautiful, beautiful night. I'm walking away kind of, I'm finally grabbing onto this idea that every city we've been to, there's just been this strong city identity, like, you know, Tokyo and Matt's little thing, Tokyo, God has not forgotten you, and people going nuts. But this night in this city, it's a melting pot. And, I mean, there were just huge numbers of people here from all over the world. And I don't know if these people just happened to be here. I think a bunch of them came to be a part of Passion Hong Kong, but folks that were in Manila, people that were in KL, people that were in Seoul, a lot of people showing up here. But this city is just a melting pot of Asia. And so there's not that sense of here we all were a big one Hong Kong voice. It's like we got mainland Chinese speaking Mandarin with their interpreter. We've got people in here speaking Cantonese. We've got a bunch of people speaking English. We got Brits and other English speakers who've been here for a long time. We've got melting pot of nations here tonight. And I have a feeling that what we just did in this room is going to echo out and ripple out to the whole world. And that's just a phenomenal thing. I just was talking to a guy really fast as soon as the entity just was shouting down from the stands, and he's from the mainland, and he just said, hey, we've been using your indescribable DVD, thank you for that. And just the thought that we can come here tonight and make a little ripple, put a little grain of sand into this pile, this beautiful thing God's building, is awesome. So I wanted to try to find Sam Liu somewhere out there. I just watching her worship tonight. She was down front most of the time, and watching her worship in her country and the joy on her face. Those of you who saw her at DC or have seen her video just know what I'm talking about. Phenomenal. Looking across the room and seeing people just going for it at the very end when we were singing Greater Things Have Yet to Come for Hong Kong and for this city. And there's just so many ripples that are going to go out of this place. I'm going to try to find Sam, grab her. I'd like to get Mr. Crowder on here. If I don't get him on this podcast, I'll definitely get him on the Sydney podcast. I want you guys to hear from him before the world tour comes to a close. But from Queen Elizabeth Auditorium right here, and I think we're in Wen Chai in China, but I'm not 100% sure. So a couple of folks are coming in here to say hello to me right now, so I'm going to say goodbye, and I'll be back with you guys in just a few minutes. This is a little sound on the way out before I come back of what was going on stage tonight. I got to meet Jenny. She gave a little shout-out for the podcast listeners, then you're going to get to hear the voices of a couple thousand, I want to say Chinese, but it was just a couple thousand people from all over the world, literally, in this room together in Hong Kong tonight, and they made a really incredible, beautiful sound. And I will be back with you soon on the Passion Podcast. In fact, it will just be a couple seconds, but I'll be back soon. Bye-bye. In the spirit of this night, we're going to just join the Passion Podcast. I know there are no Hong Kong podcast listeners, probably. Yes, there is. You're a podcast listener? For real? What's your name?
Jenny.
Jenny?
Yeah.
Wow. This is Jenny from Hong Kong. She wants to say hi to all you fellow. There are 47 podcast listeners. You're one of them. So there are 46 other people in the world, and I wanted you to have a chance to say hi to them, okay?
Hi, everyone! From Hong Kong! Woo!
That's awesome. Thank you. There are a lot of people listening to this podcast like Jenny all over the world, and they're sitting somewhere right now going, Hong Kong, China, Christians, love God. So you can tell people in Sydney you're going to pray for them. That's the main thing. But I'll capture that on the podcast, and people will know that there are a lot of people in this town that love Jesus. So here's Sydney, Australia, right here. And here's Hong Kong, Sydney. I don't know if they're going to tell you or not, but we'll see if they'll tell you that they're going to pray for you on Tuesday night. I'm standing backstage with Sam Liu, my friend from Guangzhou. It's so amazing to see you here in Hong Kong.
Yeah, hi everybody, this is Sam.
That's so cool. I was just telling everybody on the podcast a second ago that I could see you like all night long when I was not on stage speaking. I was on the side and I could see you right down front worshiping. You were having an amazing time.
Yeah, I was growing absolutely crazy. It's like, you see, I dropped my rice box just now. My back just dropped. It's broken right now.
So you dropped your rice box earlier and tonight you dropped your
my bag.
Your little bag and it's broken as well.
Yeah, yes it is.
So you being around passion is detrimental to your possessions. So can you believe this just happened?
Wow, it's amazing. Like after the like in the last song, I just look around and I see everybody's jumping, shouting and praising the Lord, and I am like, wow, this is what happened would look like. This is where I will end up to be in the end, and this is what we should be living for in our life, and that is the most important thing, is to worship the Lord.
That is so cool. You know, the last time we were jumping and worshiping and like that was in DC. But that was in America, and that's kind of like a normal, that should happen in America. But this time it was in China. And it was just really cool to see this kingdom of God all around the world.
Yes, it's amazing with so many people of different skin color, different hair color, just coming together. Tonight I was in a triangle prayer group with two Canadian girls. It's, I mean, amazing to be connected and know that the kingdom of God is for every nation. It's not for just American or Chinese or anyone, but the whole world.
Yeah. And I think the ripples of tonight, I was saying earlier on the podcast, I think they're going to go all over China.
Yeah, it would be amazing. I'll be so excited for my for the people going back just to spread God's fame and like let tonight be a movement and not stop.
So you brought some friends from Guangzhou, and you've been telling them about Passion for months now, but they got to experience it for themselves tonight. What was their take on the whole thing?
You mean
how they feel about tonight now that they've actually seen it?
They were like freaking out. They were so happy, so excited. One of the girls almost couldn't make it yesterday, but she finally came, and it was amazing to have her over.
That's so cool. I'm going to get to see you before you leave, so I'm not going to say goodbye right now. But thanks for saying hi to everybody on the Passion Podcast. It's your second time on the podcast, DC, Hong Kong. So who knows when you're going to be on the podcast next, but it could be really amazing.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and praise the Lord.
Yeah, I think I speak for everyone on the podcast when they tell you that you've made a huge impact on all of our lives and passion. And it's really cool. We're glad that we got a chance to know you and share a night like tonight. It's been incredible. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Praise God.
All right, folks. I'll be back a little bit later on the Passion Podcast. Well, welcome back to the Passion Podcast, and I promised you a little bit of the sounds of Hong Kong. So it is Friday, and we're looking back at what was just an unbelievable evening, just incredible, fabulous night, and it's getting close to the end of the day here, and just going to finish this thing up out on the streets of Hong Kong. So not too congested of an area right now, which is pretty amazing thought. I'm in a only non-congested place in Hong Kong right this second, but just a little bit of the buzz, if you can hear it. I don't know what you can hear in the background. How you doing? Got on the sidewalk trying to wondering why I'm talking into a little deal. But the city is crazy. Rush hour on a Friday is something else. Started about, I don't know, we were in a taxi trying to get back over to our side of the town about 3 o'clock, and it was already wall to wall. And taxi driver told me it'll go till about 9 o'clock tonight. So a lot of congestion, people going every which way. All these folks are getting on a little bus, people walking, people pouring into the subway station, taxis going everywhere. It's just a unbelievable collage of people. But check this out, okay? We're going to sign off from Hong Kong and catch you guys back again in Sydney. But I just want to tell you a few things about last night. You know, we just left off talking to Sam, and then we started to scoot out of the building. Okay, I'm just going to let you a little, just some of the sound of Hong Kong, okay? This is just a few seconds of, just let you hear the city. So I was heading out of the building, and someone stopped me and said, really, really excitedly, one of the mainland students who was here put their faith in Christ tonight, and the whole night just crystallized right in that moment. And if you haven't caught on yet, I think most of you have, but you know, sometimes we just assume a lot as we're jetting around the world. But yeah, coming from the mainland is a big deal. And in Hong Kong, we can sell tickets, do passion, Crowder Band can play, and a whole building of people can jump up and down, scream, hands in the air, smiles on their faces, going absolutely crazy. But that can't happen in the mainland. And you can either go to one of the government-sponsored churches, and you can certainly worship, but it's not going to look like that. Or you can be a part of an underground church and worship, but it's never going to be full throttle, dancing, jumping. That's what Sam Liu was saying back in D.C. She said when she came to Passion D.C., it was the first time in her life that she ever got to worship completely unreserved, completely full on in her life. Imagine that, okay? In her lifetime, that was the first for her. And so last night, a lot of these students that came from the mainland, same story. That was the first for them. And we just have to step back and be humbled by that, A, which I am incredibly humbled by it, and step back and realize that, you know, what we're doing is phenomenal. And for every one of you that prayed and gave and leaned into this and supported us and have encouraged us, you know, you had a part of that last night, and you had a part of building an opportunity for hundreds of students to come and worship like they have never worshiped in their life. In 22, 23, 24, 25 years, they've never had a chance to worship like that. And you provided them that opportunity last night, and trust me, they took full advantage of it and absolutely loved it. And so then today, I was headed out with Jeremy to take some photos of a deal across town. If anybody, one or two of you somewhere along the way, heard about the trees of Hong Kong, I wanted to go back and check out what's going on at the trees of Hong Kong building site. So we were on our way back over there, and there was a guy with us who is a part of one of the church teams here, one of the churches that was behind everything last night. And He said, yeah, did you hear about last night? He said, one of our students who has been studying the Bible for 7 years. Okay, so that's, we've heard a lot of that in Asia, that a lot of people, it takes time to process, but so one of our students has been studying the Bible for 7 years, and last night was the moment, and last night that student decided that they want to put their faith in Christ, and they want to put their trust in God, and I just, man, I was like, you got to be kidding me, how incredible. And it just shows you two things. One, you know, it shows you that the gospel is real. And it's not about America. It's not about, you know, Western faith. It's a story of grace. And wherever you tell a story of grace, people's hearts are drawn to the beauty of that word and to the beauty of this God who would come down for us. And it's the same story lands in the same way in Ashley's heart at the University of Florida as it does for a 7-year student of the Bible in Hong Kong, China, who finally gets ready to take that step. But the second thing it shows last night is what a tiny part we are in the story. And I just think that's the most incredible part of all. It's like, you know, they've been walking with this student. Who knows how many dozens, hundreds of people have led into her life and poured into her life. And then we come in and you know, just one night we get to be standing there when faith blooms to life in her heart, and when sight comes, it's just an awesome privilege and an incredible honor. And so thank you so much for believing and praying. I know that those are only two stories that we heard. I would guess that there are dozens of stories like that from last night, dozens of people who heard this story for the very first time and are responding to it even right now, and dozens of places where people had poured and poured and poured into moments, and somehow that little seed germinated and it sprung to life last night. And tonight I'm just looking, I'm at this intersection of, I have no idea, I mean, I know generally speaking where I am, but hang on just one sec. Sorry about that. I have no idea what's going on, but I'm trying to get out of the way. There's a man with no hands just tapping me gently on the arm. And that's not like a super common here as it is in a lot of cities like this, but it just was all of a sudden I was standing here in the middle of this intersection trying to figure out where I am, and just a guy with no hands tapping me on the arm. And obviously he, you know, just, I don't know what his real needs are. And a lot of people have always said, you know, you should never give people money, and there are a lot of people you shouldn't, but the Bible also says if somebody asks for your shirt, give them your coat also. And those of us who have hands to give should do that, and even just to look in his eye to say, hey, I'm not afraid to look at you. And I'm not afraid to make eye contact with you and at least try to convey something small, tiny, teeny to you, the worth of God. This intersection is nuts, is what I'm trying to tell you. You know, you just go from one to the other. You can go to a market where you can buy, you know, just about anything you can dream of and some stuff that you really don't want to see or look at. And then we come to this intersection, and there's Marks and Spencer, huge, beautiful in the corner, big 40-story building on top of it. Marks and Spencer is a big UK thing for the rest of you guys that don't know. The diesel store is right down past that. Across on the other corner is Armani Exchange. Over here is the HSBC, which of course I'm guessing they're not feeling great right now. And then just beautiful everything. And I'm guessing there are, if I could just freeze frame this moment right now, of the people lined up on both sides of the street about to cross right now, if I could freeze frame this moment and count, I'm guessing we would conservatively count about 5,000 people in my line of vision right here at this intersection, and we are all walking now. All of us together are crossing the street, and it's exciting. So here we go. I think I'm up this way. Windham Street sounds like my road, so I'm going the right direction anyway. Excuse me. Thanks. So anyway, I know nobody cares about Hong Kong. Or maybe some of you do. Maybe some of you, man, I wish you could turn that little thing into a video recorder and just shine it around. Because, you know, like I said before, we take some of this for granted. But I remember the first time I came here 14 months ago and I just heard of Hong Kong. Okay, I'm going to get out of breath now because that area we're in is like super hilly. And I'm going uphill the rest of the way. So I'm going to just stop right here and finish. That sounds like a good plan. So I know some of you are like, Hong Kong feels like a million miles away. Might as well be going to Mars. And some of you are like, man, I just wish I could see what you're seeing right now. And here's what I want you to know. You can. And that's the main thing that I hope this tour leaves in its wake. That people say, man, you guys had such a great opportunity. And can't believe it. You went around the world 3 times and touched down on every continent besides Antarctica. And you saw so much. And I'm like, yeah, that's how easy it is. Not easy to do 17 events, but very easy to go to the airport and get a ticket to Hong Kong and fly to Hong Kong, get a hotel room, spend 4 or 5 days here and just breathe in the city and understand what it means to be in the midst of a completely different culture. People who are just going like crazy right now, coming off work, meeting their friends. I got a feeling the city is not going to sleep tonight. 2:30 this morning when I was finished posting the blog, the street we were on where our hotel was going as strong as it was at midnight when we got back from the venue last night. And there are just millions of them in every direction from me right now. And that same story is being replayed in Lagos, Nigeria. It's being replayed in Dubai and cities all across the globe. And I want you to be a part of it. I want to be a part of it. I want us to be a part of it. So maybe somebody hearing this, that's all it took for you. It's like, God, if he says it one more time, I'm going to take that as confirmation from you. So I don't want to be presumptuous, and I certainly don't want to be a fool. But just let me say, well, first let me say there's a man pushing a cart straight up the hill in the traffic, which is coming down the road, which is one narrow lane because the other lanes are full of trucks parked. And so there is a stream of cars coming down a very steep kind of San Francisco-like hill. And this lady is trying to get in that taxi. And oh, he did see her. And there is a guy pushing a cart with about 50 bags of trash on it straight up the hill in the lane with all the cars coming. And now he's stopped and he's not sure he's going to get going again. And all the traffic stopped. And that's Hong Kong right there. So let me just say it one more time. If you've been thinking about God using you in China or God using you in Hong Kong, I'm looking at a whole bunch of reasons why you should think about that. And if by chance you were that person that said, man, something's just grabbed my heart weird in this podcast. And, you know, if he asks if anybody really feels the call of God to come to China, I'm going to say yes to God. I remember doing that at the first Passion Conference we did in Passion 97, just on a lark. Wasn't planned, wasn't something we'd even thought about, but the closing session, last moment, walking up to the stage, and I just said, God's calling some of you to China. I don't know why I'm saying that, but I just sense it, and if he is, I want you to stand right now. We're going to pray for you. And out of about 2,000 people that were at that first event, I'd say about 200 people stood up, and I know one of them for sure is in Japan, where we just were and has been there for years and years and years, and maybe one of you is going to join those ranks, and I hope you do. China is incredible. There's a Tonian guy, for all of you who are wondering. It's right there at the top of the hill. That means, by the way, I'm not too far from where I'm going. That's good news. And it's a great city. A bunch of people speak English. It's not too hard to learn Cantonese. And you're carrying the life and light of Jesus in the story of grace. So I'll sign off now. I'll tell you one last thing. So the guy was telling me about the girl studying 7 years, right? And he's hanging out with us. He's been here a few years. He's an American, going to be here a few years more, and has a tattoo on the inside of his right forearm, down towards his wrist, Chinese symbols. And we were just talking, and last night, you know, it's all about Ashley's story. It's all about grace. It's all about the one word that changes everything. And so finally, after I got to take off and go one way and they're going another way, I say, so what's your tattoo say? He said, interestingly, should ask, it says grace. And I said, yeah, that's awesome. So God, we pray grace over Hong Kong and the melting pot of nations that are here. We pray grace that would free people to know that you are not angry with them, that you hate their sin, but that you are not holding their sins against them because of the radical exchange of the cross of Jesus. And we just pray that over the city right now. Looking up to the top of these buildings, as far up as I can see, looking up and down the street of, you know, every imaginable thought, and all these people going somewhere to meet somebody, to have dinner or drink, or they get to their family, and I just pray that you'd use us, Lord, to inject that incredible word, that beautiful thought, the power of grace into the conversation, and be glorified in this city. Let your name be great in this city, God. Let your fame be great in this city. You deserve it. You deserve it, and you should have the fame of Hong Kong. So that's our prayer in Jesus' name. Well, goodbye, Hong Kong. We'll be here tomorrow hanging out. That means more Shanghai pork dumplings, which is a happy thought. Oh, my goodness. You should see down that street right there. Unreal. It's just every intersection is another wah moment. So we're out of here tomorrow, but we're signing off for now. We'll see you guys back in Sydney. And get ready. Because if you think I'm excited now, when I see the Sydney Harbor Bridge, something clicks inside. So you guys take care. It really will be a while before I talk to you again. God bless everybody who's leaning into this with us. We're grateful. I'm out of breath. I'm going up the hill. Jesus is alive in Hong Kong.